balloon. People used to travel a long way in balloons. A man once flew 3,041 kilometers in a balloon. He did this in February 1914, before World War I. On November the 18th, 1908, three other men went up in a balloon. They started early in London. The captain was Auguste Gaudron, and the other two men were Tanner and Maitland. They had a big balloon, and they had planned to go a long way. Soon they heard the sea below them. They were carrying the usual rope, and it was hanging down from the basket of the balloon. At the bottom of the rope, they had fixed a metal cylinder. This could hold water, or it could be empty, so they were able to change its weight. It was for use over the sea. They were also carrying some bags of sand. When they heard the sea, they sent the cylinder down. It soon hit the water below. A strong wind was blowing, and the balloon was traveling quite fast. It was moving at a speed of 48 kilometers an hour. As soon as the cylinder touched the sea, water filled it. It tried to pull the water of the sea with it. It was moving at a high speed, so this almost stopped the balloon. The cylinder suddenly pulled the balloon's rope, and it acted like a powerful brake. The balloon came down very low. It almost touched the sea. The men threw a lot of sand out to make the balloon's weight less. A lot of rope was in the sea, so the balloon was not carrying all the weight of the rope. Without the weight of the rope and the sand, it rose suddenly into the sky. It went up to 2,100 meters. It continued moving towards the east. The three men reached Belgium and watched the sunset near Ostend. Then they went on over the Netherlands and Germany. It was dark now, and they noticed some bright lights not far away. When they reached the lights, they recognized the city of Berlin. Then the tired men slept in the balloon. After the sun rose, the balloon went higher. It went up to 3,000 meters, and the air was very cold. The water in the balloon began to freeze. Snow fell past the men's basket, and they could see more snow on the ground. There was also some frozen snow on the balloon, and that made it very heavy. It began to go down towards the ground. The men tried to throw out some more sand, but it was frozen and hard. They tried to break the frozen sand with their knives, but it was not easy. The work was slow, and they were still falling. So they had to drop some complete bags of sand. One of them fell on a frozen lake below and made a black hole in the ice. Then the cylinder at the bottom of the rope hit the ground. It began to act as a brake again. It hit a building, and the balloon started to dance up and down. They threw out some more sand and pulled the rope up. It was hard work, and their hearts were beating loudly. The air was thin, and there was not much oxygen, so it was hard to breathe. At last, they pulled the cylinder into the basket. It was still snowing, so they climbed to escape from the snow. They rose to 5,100 meters. Everything froze, even their thermometer froze. They were so cold that they decided to land. They came down in Poland heavily but safely. They had travelled 1,797 kilometres from London.